Blog Talk Radio. Hello, my brothers and sisters. We are back again. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Most High, we are back again. Back again for another episode, a very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity. Yes, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. The Most High is granted, surely for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, that yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection. It's His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He's told me I must tell you things. That men... have done everything they could to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that throughout the course of human history, as men have fallen farther and farther and farther away from the pure, perfect truth, I said the pure and perfect truth that aligns or would align mankind perfectly to the will of one. The farther that men have turned away, my brothers and sisters, been compelled in so many ways to turn toward other allegiance, the farther and farther men have become divided against the perfect will of one, against the word that is from the beginning. My brothers and sisters, the more and more it is true that certain social circumstance and allegiances to varied worldly status quo has compelled man not to understand some very, very critical truth. Most High told me very early on, He said to me that the greatest truth is not what men think they know, or what men think is utmost viable, or are compelled by default to consider most precious of truths. Most High told me the greatest truth, my brothers and sisters, is not what men think they know, or think utmost viable, but what they don't know. For men not taking consideration all that He has said, Most High told me, has not been wisdom at all. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's been folly. It's been in complete misdirection. Scripture says that if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. It is because, my brothers and sisters, I said it is because men have been compelled to seek only pieces and parts of the truth. There's so much hasty conclusion, so many hasty conclusions have been drawn, whereby instead of men awakening to the reality that is necessary in discerning Messiah, men have turned so far from the reality and discerning the reality of what the Most High has intended, that quite frankly, men drawing hasty conclusions have remained astray, remained in error, easily misled, easily beguiled, easily flattered to perceive that they've discerned enough, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 28th chapter, that the Messiah comes to reveal all things, bring about a restoration, restitution, restoration, and refreshing of all things according to all that has been spoken by the prophets since the world began. It'll be a terror for men to understand the report, laying at the cloth too short, and what men have called themselves, covering themselves up in to say that they are not shamefully naked in their reasoning. Cloth too short. Walk grown weak. Scripture says men will find out what they call sufficient was insufficient. Be called a garment. Insufficient to show that men were insufficient for that men could claim truly to be, if you will, of the Most High, godly. A lot of prophecy talks about it. The scriptures, my brothers and sisters, and I'll just relate some comparison for you. Talk about a lot of prophecy in Isaiah 28, the way I just quoted. Prophecy in Isaiah 29 says that when the truth is known, be like a hungry man that dreams that he is eating, dreams that he is drinking. Thought he was getting what was sufficient, nourishment, to be made whole. Dreams he is eating, dreams he is drinking. When he wakes, he finds he's hungry and famished. When he wakes up and finds out the truth, he's hungry and famished. Finally, he hadn't had anything. Because his worship has been after the precepts and doctrines of men. How about his worship has been of the precepts and standards of men, but not Yah. Men have called him to the Most High, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says there, with lip service, words learned by rote. The Most High told me that if you know what's said and don't know why it's said, you're missing the point. Talks about men functioning after words learned by rote. Leaders not looking themselves unto the full fruition of what the scriptures say is the eventuality. And if you look for something other than what the scriptures declare the eventuality, my brothers and sisters, you are certainly going to be misled and mislead yourself even with regard to how you perceive everything. Because all things you read in the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, are ultimately perceived as what you see relative to what you think is the eventuality. And if what men call end all of everything is not true to what is divinely intended, they take everything they do have, twist it out of context, and the end result is skewed perception, faulty foundations, none of which are viable unto salvation because they don't discern the point of the matter. Well, tough as that sounds, my brothers and sisters, I think about scriptures like those since we want to talk about this idea. Isaiah, in the 41st chapter, how about the 20th through the 25th verses? It talks about one who will examine mankind to see if they can truly discern. In fact, all the rulers, saying, bring forth all your rulers. Bring all your strong counselors, all those who have counseled and preached to the masses, taught the masses, governed the masses. Bring them all together. And scripture says, let them bring forth all their strong arguments. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, scripture says that we found that if their testimony has not been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning concerning what shall be, that they were not holy men, not led by Yah. The Messiah declares, in fact, what is the governorship of the Holy Kingdom. If we found out, my brothers and sisters, that every premise of man, whereby men have misadministered in all the lands of the earth, have misadministered the resources of the world, none of these, my brothers and sisters, were apt to the guidance of Yah. But men need to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, after whose presumptuousness have men functioned for so very long? Scripture says, the Most High will call these who have walked after alternate standards. The scripture says he will call them, my brothers and sisters, not godly men, but abomination. Men walking after the presumptuousness of their pride, their vanities, their misimaginations. Why? Because at the end of the day, for all they have done, they have brought forth nothing that the Most High can be truly pleased with as whole and complete unto him. The Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declares, baptizing or converting the people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let me believe me, the name the Most High signed the contract with Oppose everything on the contract, nothing less, and anyone who speaks of anything less, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, if you take away anything, you take away your eternal life, add anything, ultimately brings the damnation of your soul. So think about it, my brothers and sisters. We can go on to the Scriptures. In Isaiah 29, it talks about men, their leaders, and those after them, all functioning within constraints of something partial, not sufficient enough. A man could be delivered from worldly misconceits. Excuse me, hold on for just a second, please. I just need a moment. Excuse me, back again. I'm sorry. I just needed a moment. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 29 says that it's going to be a shock to mankind to realize just how far away from the truth he has been when the truth, or the ultimate light, the greater light, is revealed. You find that in Isaiah 29. But think about it again. What I'm talking about back in Isaiah 41 says the people are going to find out that when the greater truth is revealed, that their rulers, my brothers and sisters, were men walking after the pride of their own hearts and not the will of Yah. And read on further down Isaiah 41 and say men are going to find out what they were preached. What was preached to them was, hey, every king talking about upholding his own throne, every pastor talking about his own pulpit, establishing their own authority. And that's not the peace of the kingdom. The peace of the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, will not be according to the rule of a multitude of different rulers, but the king whom Yah has declared that is purposed unto bringing to bear all that is divine pleasure. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we read those scriptures well. It talks about one, he says, all these rulers have been vain, but the Most High has one that he has chosen. The scripture says he will come, they put down the King James Version from the north. It really means one who is concealed, one who everyone's, let's just say, after carnal perception, won't discern his righteousness. Messiah said, the Son of Man does not come by ordinary observation. He does not come then, nor does he appear, or nor does he reveal. The word for come, appear, reveal. I'll relate the idea about, you know, this is not someone who easily is perceived or discerned in his divine purpose after standards of men consider viable after the status quo. Now that's carnal mind or heart. Scripture says, I've stood up one, they put down north, one who was hid, concealed, not easily discerned, but whose light, the scripture says, that's what it means. From the north, from the rising of the sun. The word for rising of the sun relates to the idea about one who has a light that would bring men out of the darkness if they only see. Said the princes be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay. It really means those dominions of darkness, those who would hide the truth from you, will be exposed in the day, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High begins to form all things according to his plan and his glory. Read on further, my brothers and sisters, it says, because the Most High looked and he saw no man that if he asked a question to bring about solution to all the multitude of differences we see in the world that have misadmitted the holy name. And the rulers can't see an answer because guess what? They are themselves the obstacle. Last night we talked about the scripture, talking about where is the wise, where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world, proving that the disputers are those who speak a multitude of corrupt words. Realize, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, this one shall make the kings as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Or the scripture, like the scripture says in Isaiah 41, going into, like I can say, early part of Isaiah 41, 1 through 4, going all out to 41:25, then 41:25 to 42:4. Amidst the scripture saying, behold, my servant, my elect, and my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. Realize that Matthew 12:18 says that is Yahshua, the Savior himself. who said he is the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. But most have no clue as to what those scriptures mean in Revelation 22 or what they imply. Well, there's a need, my brothers and sisters, to look through the scriptures relating the very first scriptures in the Bible that speak to the coming of the King. One that at Genesis 49, my brothers and sisters, I said at Genesis 49, around the 12th verse, the one that is called Shiloh. Why, my brothers and sisters, have they not told you the secrets concerning that one's appearing? The one the scripture says unto whom it belongs. The one, well, 49 by 49 and 10. Really need to read all through there. The scripture relates about unto whom, him unto whom, Most High has promised to give the kingdoms. Him unto whom, scripture says, him unto whom it belongs. Most High said he will be concerned with this system. You can overturn it, overturn it, overturn it. Three times overturning the nature of the system. But third time around, my brothers and sisters, is the charm. When the Most High says he will give the kingdoms absolutely unto him. Genesis 49:10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. So it's talking about him who would regather the tribes of Israel unto the will of one. But when, how will the kingdom be given unto one, my brothers and sisters? All the rulers will be proven foolish, the scripture says in Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6 in particular. And we talked on last night about a multitude of scriptures that say over and over again that this one will certainly prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, because as long as men believe in the various corrupt standards of the rulers, our brothers and sisters, men can confess the name of the Most High all they will, but they're still in bondage. Truth of the matter is that till men believe in Yah as he is, as Abraham did, men can call upon the holy name. But as long as they seek to uphold the deceptions of this world, whether willingly or not, our brothers and sisters, man is not yet saved. In fact, he's still a vessel. Even a minion, my brothers and sisters, an instrument. For the prince of darkness. The facts are simply what they are, my brothers and sisters. Because man's going to have to understand that in calling upon the name of the Most High, man was already, before he even began to do so, already in a deep pit of great deception and darkness. A brother and sisters, coming out to discern one truth does not bring you fully out from the midst of all the illusions of this world. Messiah said, "Be my disciples, you will know the truth will set you free." But he talked about those who would be his disciples. He said, "Go forth and teach all nations. Make disciples of all men concerning all things he has spoken." Yes, my brothers and sisters. And the scripture says he will come with express purpose to bring about a restitution and refreshing of all things concerning all things spoken by the holy prophets. Most High spoke through his holy prophets since the world began. He said all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. All this being the case, shall men say they are his disciples when they don't seek to anticipate how all the scriptures work together unto one eventuality? On last evening, I put up in the chat, and I'm putting them up again. Somebody can make it real easy for themselves. Hey, just copy them. Look through all these prophecies that say over and over again, the Messiah comes to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, that men might no longer follow after and be deceived by those who don't preach the fullness of the gospel, because the gospel is the whole word by which the kingdom shall be ruled. Any partial standard, my brothers and sisters, is betrayal. Even against your salvation. Because anyone, because think about it. When man was true to all the Most High declared from the beginning, the whole world, you could say, could be true to, unto him. But as soon as man began to chip away and deny any part, hey, you get divisions and arguments. Arguments because of a lack of knowledge. Arguments because of man's pride. Arguments because of man's selfish ambitions. Arguments because of man's resistance against the truth and seeking to exalt himself. rather than the great inspiration the Most High would grant to heal the conscience of man throughout all the lands. Every partial standard, my brothers and sisters, the Most High then calls sin. A lot of prophecy, my brothers and sisters, I could really get into about this one called Shiloh, Genesis 49:11. Bind his coat, his foal unto the vine, and his ass his coat unto the choice vine. Oh, we need to know what that scripture calls us about. He washed his garments with wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. We talked about this in an earlier show, how these compare to prophecies. Zechariah 9. Prophecies, my brothers and sisters, in Revelation 19:11 through 21. Eyes red with wine, teeth white with milk. But those scriptures all relate. Oftentimes, one in his anger, my brothers and sisters, eyes seem red, teeth white with milk. People, this is real by an anger. Oftentimes, there's a baring of the teeth. The prophecies, my brothers and sisters, talking about the one who treads the winepress with the fierceness and wrath of Almighty Yah. In Revelation 19:11 through 25, one called the Word of Yah, the King of Kings, Shashin Shahe, who disciplines all the nations with the rod of his mouth, with the sword of his mouth, smites all the nations with a rod of iron. Strict discipline, my brothers and sisters. We're not talking about a maybe so. What is it, my brothers and sisters, we talk about in Zephaniah, Rabbi Zechariah 9? He said, behold, your king comes to you lowly, riding upon an ass. You speak peace to the nations, my brothers and sisters. Peace! And that he declares a full, whole, perfect word. Most High, I'm telling you now, will be satisfied with no less. Not if he's going to sanction the king in his name to represent him. How many of these prophecies, my brothers and sisters, concerning the coming of the Messiah have most had very little understanding of at all? Well, there's a lot to be said simply about this term, Shiloh, my brothers and sisters. And tonight's show is not going to be very long. I realize it's a little bit late. But there's some points that need to be definitely rediscovered are given consideration concerning these things. We talk about the one who proves foolish the wisdom of the wise. Well, like I said, we talk about Isaiah 41 twice. It talks about one who's going to prove the ruler's foolish by his word. Malachi, my brothers and sisters, third chapter. How about 2:16-17 through 3 and 4? Talks about let no man hide his iniquity in his robe, in his garment. And talks about one who suddenly comes to the temple and says, who will be able to stand? Sounds like he's going to put to shame a whole lot of people by a word, my brothers and sisters, to show where the rulers who have dared to say that everyone who walks according to his evil way is still good in the sight of the Most High, just hadn't considered everything the Most High said. Meaning these people weren't priests at all. That means they wore priestly robes, my brothers and sisters, but when those priestly garments should be shorn from them, those priestly titles be shorn from them, to show that they were not intercessors under divine purpose, not under absolution, but only unto a mass confusion. Who among them shall be able to stand? Well, you need to compare that scripture, my brothers and sisters, to Revelation 16:12-21, talking about the one called the King of the East. Very much so means the same thing as the Lord of Righteousness. Same thing, my brothers and sisters, the king like the rising sun, Isaiah 41:1-4. One who would revive the people unto a degree of spiritual strength that the Most High finds acceptable. Like the scripture says, he will magnify the law and make it honorable, even though the world was too blind to see. In a prison house of illusions, a need to restore. Well, still sounds like, my brothers and sisters, the salvation of man from the deceiver. It's a matter of man putting upon himself the whole armor of Yah to seek the whole truth, that men might not fall to the wiles of devils, deviates, who tell men that they are wise when they're only being fatally flattered. There's a reason why the scriptures talk about in Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6. We've talked so many times in this show about how those prophecies at Isaiah 44:20 through 25:6 concerning the one called the Kurdi, they put in the King James Version, Cyrus, the Most High calls him his shepherd, the one who will establish Jerusalem, the city of peace. The one, my brothers and sisters, he calls his anointed, that the world might know from the rising sun to the west, there's only one, one true Most High, the first and the last, everlasting truth. And it is indeed Yah. They don't talk about that, my brothers and sisters, so much because the Most High said he's going to give all kingdoms of the earth into his hands. I remember a while back talking to you all about a dream I had many years ago. A young African Hebrew woman who told her son, though they were here as slaves for a short time, she knew that out of her descendancy would come forth one. Maybe not that son right in front of her at the time, but she told him, one day, my son, you're going to learn how to read and write. You'll learn how to examine this book and discern things in it in a way that the leaders could never tell. Called it a filthy mother, a system that could never rear forth one true to the initial culture. Said, in that day, my son, you will reclaim, about take back everything they took from you. My brothers and sisters, that African mother knew that along the line of her descendants would come one that was called Shiloh, unto whom it belongs. But one, the scriptures talk about it again and again. The scripture says, well, how about Isaiah? Well, how about, we talked about Isaiah. The scripture says, who is it that gave the kings to his dust to his sword and rubble and supple to his bow? Was it not? He said, I, the Lord, the Most High, and the kingdom will be given unto him. Scriptures over in Psalms 2. One who come forth one day saying, Most High said to me, today you are my son. This day have I begotten thee, asking me, I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. Psalm 110. One who's after preached after the order of Melchizedek. Most High said to his son, ultimately, what it means. Psalm 110. Sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Talk about the kingdom being given over to him. Messiah said, all power, all authority from on high, ultimately over this earth, has been given unto him. Go forth and teach all nations. That was a highly revolutionary remark relating one king above all. Who had said such a word before, my brothers and sisters? Go back and look at 2 Chronicles, the last verse of 2 Chronicles, the first verses of Ezra. And find out who it was, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says the Most High stirred up and gave all the kingdoms of the earth, ultimately for the deliverance of Israel. We talked before many times in this show about the one the scripture said would deliver his people first from a Babylon east, second time from a Babylon west. And Isaiah really speaks about Messiah appearing three times if you really read through the scriptures closely. That might not be what the status quo has told you. The facts are still yet what they are. Whether people see it or not is not going to change the facts of what are written there. I would just simply say, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to look at the course of history. Read the scriptures talk about in Isaiah 44, 41, it says, from the rising sun to the west. I said Isaiah 45, 6, somewhere from the rising sun to the west, they will know. Hey, later on in the prophecies, Isaiah 24 says, from the west to the rising of the sun. 59th chapter, ultimately talking about finally when Israel will be established over all the nations, it says again, from the west to the rising sun. Meaning in the latter days, the same thing is written over in Hosea in the 11th chapter. It says the suns will come trembling from the west. I'm not ready to deal with this, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you now, Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. There's a whole lot of truth that the rulers have been compelled to compel the people not to give consideration so that they don't put the whole plan together. Even though the prophets are concerned about the one who comes out of the city, ignored by men. How about people too blind to see his righteousness in Zephaniah 3? Like I said, the Son of Man does not come by observation. said it'd be just like the days of Lot and Noah, when Lot warned before the destruction of a city and Noah warned the world. He said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Read Luke 17:26-18:8. Why did they hide these things from you, my brothers and sisters? Again, Revelation 16 tells about this one called the King of the East, for whom the rivers are dried up. Same thing you find in Isaiah 44 about one who proves foolish the wisdom of the kings and the rulers. Their counsel, their preaching, their decrees proves them all foolish, that men might recognize the way of the one Most High. The scripture says, unto him shall the gathering be. Well, read Isaiah 11. It talks about that same one who comes a second time. It says, he will expose the ways of all the wicked rulers. It says in Isaiah 14:5, wicked is the scepter of the rulers. Scripture says, and his rest shall be glorious when what? Unto him shall the nations seek, and then there will be peace. How about the same thing means unto him shall the gathering of the peoples be? He's talking about the same one, my brothers and sisters, and these prophecies keep on lining up. Number one called the King of the East. The Messiah says, after the scripture says, talking about this one called the King of the East, before whom the rivers are dried up. In other words, men begin to realize parameters of conscience beyond the constraints of their naturalization of the various nations. Preparing the way for the King of the East, one whom, my brothers and sisters, under whom all the lands belong. The Messiah says, behold, I come, and blessed they will keep their garments. Blessed they will keep their garments. That they may not walk naked and men see their shame. Compared to Malachi, my brothers and sisters, to the idea the Messiah is going to expose the confusion of those who believe that according to all the diverse standards they have declared, that before the Most High they were wise. Keeps on pointing to the same Savior. But they didn't tell you what Messiah said, he's the written offspring of David and the bright morning star. How all these prophecies keep lining up together. Over and over again. And they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, for a reason. Reason being because the Savior must deliver you from all the rulers who infect in their partiality and their self-righteousness and their selfish ambition and their compromise and hypocrisy after the ways of a diversely inconjunct society. You must be delivered, my brothers and sisters, from every one of their compromises. The scriptures even tell us that. We talked about this before. The book of Jacob. So if you scattered among the nations, didn't say go along with the compromise and the provocations and being tempted to go along to get along. He said, remember your faith in Yah, your perseverance in Yah still bring forth the perfect work that is true to him. And double-minded and seeking to please men, the scripture says, let not such men as this think they receive anything from the Most High. That means if your desire is not for the praise or to praise and give honor to Yah only, no hope unto his kingdom. Because if everybody wants to appease themselves in their own opinions, brothers and sisters, you don't have law and a rule at all. So that's the same thing, that's the kind of spirit that caused men to twist or be twisted far short of or in denial of what is divine intent. Messiah comes to perform all of the divine pleasure. What makes people think that he will confirm as steadfast that is single-minded rather than double-minded, those whose desire, my brothers and sisters, is to appease the misconceits of man as much as men have gone awry. Doesn't even make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. But this is the world we live in, my brothers and my sisters, that men have so easily been misled. Not to realize the dimension to which they have gone astray. Been happening, my brothers and sisters, for a long time. And the more men seek to compromise and ignore the frequency and with which this depravity has increased, the speed, repetition with which this depravity has increased, the more man is chosen not to perceive it, my brother and sister, the blinder he becomes. Just a matter of fact. Well, it's kind of obvious for those who know the prophecies and know them well. And I would say simply go back and read some of the things I've talked about in the last couple of nights. Even how 3:18 through 4:5, 1 Corinthians talks about nothing but, hey, it's nothing but the scriptures that are in Isaiah 44, 20 through 40, 45, 6 concerning the one called the Kurd. Hey, most people I know don't hop for as an epithet for Messiah. Most have no clue about, if you ask them who Shiloh is, they don't know. Didn't say it brings peace, my brothers and sisters, by preserving the corruption of the world, but destroying them. But there's a polytheist concept of Messiah they call Christ. It doesn't have any of the connotation of a Kurdi or Mahdi. And awaited one, my brothers and sisters, who is called for the express purpose of silencing the lies and revealing the truth. In other words, exposing all the darkness, casting out all the darkness and revealing the world, the truth the world would ignore. We don't talk about that. Eastern concept, my brothers and sisters, because monotheist Eastern mind knew that there has to be a casting out of the lie in order for men to return to the state that was righteousness, truly Yah from the beginning. Western polytheist mind seeking to preserve confusion, even trusting confusion. My brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider and say trust in a multitude of diverse standards can only be trust in the devil because Yah is one? Men have been grossly deceived. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, they've been grossly deceived. More ways than many even dare to imagine. Truth is simply what it is. But the scripture says that man, in having to discern that one day, will have to prove himself either reasonable or irrational. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, we talked about it on last evening. Ultimately, when it comes right down to the Most High says, when the truth will finally be revealed to man in absolution. I say when the truth will finally be revealed to man in absolution. What it's going to come down to is this. When the Most High seeks to bring forth peace in this world, and he says, come, let us reason together. I said when he says, come, let us reason together. It means let man come to reason together according to the high conscience of him who is calling man. He said, if you hearken to this word and choose to reason, you will eat of the good of the land. I said reasoning according to the standard he brings. He said, if not, my brothers and sisters, he said, ultimately, he said, man will be cut off. Be delivered to the sword. Most High has spoken it. Peace will come, my brothers and sisters, but it's not going to be by preservation of confusion. It's not going to be by preservation of any man's lie. Any man's misimagination. And the pivotal point of the faith has always been that expectation. And the rulers knowing that they themselves have been the ones who preserve the lie, but make a long story short, they consider it an inconvenient truth to ever tell you. And I'm talking about pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, presidents, kings, premiers, all of them. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah, my brothers and sisters. The victory is not merely knowing what it's common to men, but perceiving and asking the Most High for his instruction. I'm not saying you picking up a Bible and saying, hey, I pick up a Bible and I start looking for it and say, I want it. I start asking questions about what seems apparent. Most don't even have the ability. I'm just saying, my brothers and sisters, they haven't been exercised in the society to know how to, when they see an idea, to invert its what's written there to see the concept that it contains. Having discerned, my brothers and sisters, how to see implications in an idea, or even to know what questions need to be asked. Like I've said before, man needs to learn how to ask that question. Or humble himself before the Most High to understand he needs to be guided. Father, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I need to know. Oh, but Father, you know. Don't know whether something been stuck in my head that's keeping me from understanding. In other words, some misconception, or some predisposed sense of goal has been stuck in my mind. Keep me from seeing what indeed is the only path. And the only fruition that's acceptable. But Father, you know. And if you don't tell me, I won't know. Man is going to have to learn. He's going to have to completely humble himself before the Most High to understand. Think about what I'm saying. Scriptures talk about when Messiah comes, then will man know how to praise Yah. That means he's completely at the mercy of the Most High to discern his will. And man just looking in a book we call the Bible. Excuse me. Man is looking at a book that he calls the Bible and thinking that if there's partial foundations, status quo orientations, that he knows all the whys and the wherefores, implications and eventualities contained in the word, find out he's going to be sorely mistaken. Scripture says man's going to find out in the last days he didn't have a foundation necessary in which to grow, didn't have a foundation upon which to mature, didn't have a foundation necessary to understand what is true to the word of Yah. That's what the scripture says in Isaiah 28, the Messiah comes forth. Scripture asks the question, to whom will he teach knowledge? To whom should he make to understand the report? Meaning there were many of my brothers and sisters that have walked the earth, and because of predispositions in their minds, unwilling to see beyond the bribes of society, Most High didn't find them worthy to begin to teach, simply because they did not show the kind of humility necessary to finally, let's just say, set their foot firmly planted upon a solid foundation. Because oftentimes to do so means, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have to throw out everything that you thought you knew as if it was utter trash to start all over again. Apostle Shaul talked about doing that. He said he considered everything he thought he knew as if dross for the sake of exceeding knowledge. Dross means trash, unworthy, vanity, pollution. You don't need any form of a corrupt idea, my brothers and sisters, upon which to grow and be straightforward like an arrow. Straight like the point of a sword, to hit the point and not miss it. Like I said, the Most High told me, if you know what's said, don't know why it says to miss the point. In light of this, I'd like to give a look at some of the meanings of the root words from which this concept of Shiloh comes. And those, my brothers and sisters, who would be willing to examine them, these words, closely, very closely, we'll find out some shocking things if you are willing to look at the prophecies. If you're willing to look at the prophecies very, very closely. We looked before and looked at the Hebrew. Looked at the Hebrew very sharply with regard to implications of prophecy at Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19. You see this concept of the one, my brothers and sisters, who will destroy all the confusions of the cities of the earth that have gathered the people together under illusions. And we see these animations of words that are hidden in there that mean arrow, bow, chosen weapon of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for the express purpose of casting out the confusion. How about to stab that dragon right where he is most vulnerable? Spot that men don't see. The weakness in all his Arguments and lies. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, the one called Shiloh is intimated in Isaiah 41 when it says Most High will give the nations, even all the lies that uphold the nations, as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. How about the accuracy of his word? Isaiah 49 says he made him a chosen arrow. And the word for arrow is also the word for bowman. Made him out like a sharp sword. Revelation 6 talks about this same one. He said he has a funny bow and a crown. Wow, goes forth to conquer. You ever stop to consider how many lives in this world have to be conquered, my brothers and sisters? If the lives of the world are going to be, once the lives of the world are conquered, there could be peace. We talked about how the White Horse Rider then is Messiah, conquering the lives of this world. Red Horse Rider is the nations of the earth wanted to maintain the lives so they might maintain their worldly, unwise, wicked authority. Black Horse Rider is the famine for a word is a result of what happened in the early centuries when believers were murdered like dogs, hunted down like dogs, my brothers and sisters, murdered whole scale for a few first centuries of the dispensation. Scripture said after that would come forth not a true, or let's say not the coming of Messiah, but a false church in the form of, Scripture's talking about it. A rise or multiplication of false prophets, false testimonies. Found them for a word, my brothers and sisters, because the rise of corruption and intrusion against the truth of the gospel. Pale Horse Rider's hell and death. Found for a word, my brothers and sisters, results not in the imaginations of man being worthy unto salvation. How can confusion and division ever be worthy unto healing the people under one peace? Amos 8:11-12 talks about the time when man will walk to and fro seeing air, seeking for a word of truth and can't find it, traveling for the word of Yah. Sigh says the day will come when you look for, the time will come when you look for one of the days of the light of the Son of Man and will not find it. What makes people think that, my brothers and sisters, while the whole world's confused without an intercessor, that people are finding still yet salvation? There's a reason why of old, my brothers and sisters, the people realize they're already in a depraved state. They awaited the coming of the Savior. And they didn't await the coming of the Savior, understanding those first three times, looking that they would see finally an end of all perversion, because truth is, I can tell you before, ancient prophecies don't say Messiah will come once to ultimately end this Babylonish system. But ultimately, my brothers and sisters, three times. The third time, hey, people in the East knew that would be the pivotal issue. Not something understood in the West, my brothers and sisters, because they want to tell you that all that Messiah is intended to do has already come to pass, so you won't look for the eventuality. Again, blinding the minds. Scripture says when Messiah comes this time, my brothers and sisters, however, the veil, the covering that's been over all the nations, will be removed once and for all. And all eyes, my brothers and sisters, see the glory of Yah. Men shall say, this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. We rejoice and be glad in his salvation. He will wipe away our tears from off all eyes. It talks about that same prophecy that's in Numbers 24, talking about the destruction of a city. And for those of you who don't know it, like I said again, please look at my website, hiddengospel.com. Secret City Prophecies, you truly need them. Because quite frankly, nobody who doesn't have the concept of what is the eventuality is proclaiming the prophecy or who won't believe those things. Brothers and sisters, just plain, just like in the days of Noah, is going to miss the boat because there's only one float. Man will be redeemed according to the plan the Most High has intended and no other. And if men have not known that plan, they just simply missed the date. Missed the Savior. People are destroyed, my brothers and sisters, confused, misled for lack of knowledge. Who's ready to understand it? Well, Just going to look at a couple of points here really quickly. I want to look at some of the words that are there for Shiloh. Anybody got a good Strong's Concordance? You can look some of these things with me. Look them up. H 788 7886, word for Shiloh. Many say it's another title for the Messiah. But if you start looking at the co-words or co-relative numbers to relate root words from which the title comes, of course, many of us would see quickly that you see the concept of not just Shiloh, but Shalom of peace. You notice the word even means tranquility. If you look at the root words, one of the root words is H7951, word that relates Shalah, tranquility, Shalah, Shalom. Okay, same idea. It means to bring forth a time of security, success, to be blessed, happy, prosperous, to be safe. H7073 relates another word from which this word arrived, the word shalach. And for those who are willing to look at it closely, again, you see words like S-A-L-A-H compared to shalach, shalom, peace, again. But there is a word, my brothers and sisters, from which it derives. Again, all this is right there. To look it up, you have to look it up for yourself. One scripture talking about the men's rejecting. For instance, Isaiah 8:6, where Moses' people refused the waters of Shiloh that go softly. Talk about peaceful waters. And rejoice in resident Romaliah's son. In other words, rejoice in confusion. A couple, let's just say, wicked kings. Well, men loving darkness more than light. A lot of these truths, my brothers and sisters, most won't even realize the significance of them. They say, I'm reaching and stretching. Well, I can only tell you to those who a few thousand years ago were familiar with these things, this was not a stretch at all. In fact, one word just simply implied the other. It's kind of hard to not to see it. Well, the word shalach, another word from which these concepts come, relate a spear. How about more particularly, right there in your Strong's Concordance, it relates a shoot. As in a branch. As in a plant. I think about prophecies quickly. Scripture says he's the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Come a shoot out of the stem of Jesse, out of the tribe of Judah. Will expose all the wicked, all the lawlessness of the world. To him shall the nations seek. How about to him shall the gathering of the people be? Sounds like Shiloh to me. The word also means branch, my brothers and sisters. Zechariah. 3:8. Zechariah 6:12, they put down branch. But those who know the truth, the word samach there also means, you know, one something like the sun that suddenly breaks forth, springs forth, showing forth the light, like the rising sun. Same thing is spoken, like I said, about that one that is also very definitely, not also Shiloh, he is Shiloh. Just another set of prophecy concerning the same. And I'll show you what I mean by that in just a second. And some of it's really easy to read down and see it right in front of your face. Like I say, get a good Strong's Concordance and look them all up. The word shalah, or shalach, plant. What about to say like a tender plant? In Isaiah 42. Talking again about the Messiah, who said, behold, my servant, my elect, my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He should bring forth justice to the nations. Scripture talks about this word also relating to a sword. What does scripture say? He makes kings as dust to a sword, driven stubble to his bow, out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword. Revelation says, hey, he will smite with the sword of his mouth, wherever it is, an institution that calls itself a church. It does not seek his perfect will, meaning to be cut out, even from the book of life. It's a decider, my brothers and sisters. Malachi, in the third chapter, 3:18, we talked about 4:2. Talking about, say, you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Between those who seek all the pure and perfect will of Yah and those who seek an imperfect and polluted standard. To only divide men against the truth. And quite frankly, the man already in a polluted state, the point at which he confesses that there's a need to awaken, is asking, should be, know that he is asking the Most High to teach him. But man having no desire for the fullness of the truth or being slothful, my brothers and sisters, every soul slothful needs to wake up and understand the prophecies concerning what Scripture calls one who would be a watchman. When he said, if you love me, keep, guard, watch over, maintain my commandments. He said, if you keep my instruction, I can teach you some more. What about if people hearing it don't receive and accept the word or any part of it? Messiah said, I make no petition for the world. That means those who are less than diligent, less than curious, who don't care about the absolute word. What does the scripture say? Neither cold nor hot, I spew you out of my mouth. I make no petitions for those who don't want an absolute. That means that you must seek the word of truth from the Most High to a degree that you're no longer left double-minded, filled with debate nor doubt. And my brother says a lot of folks think they're sure, but they haven't asked the Most High yet. He said, let no man consider himself so wise for the time. The Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. Then shall men ought to praise Yah. They see the fullness of his expression revealed. Well, a word also means sword, my brothers and sisters. This is a discerning word. Should there be peace, my brothers and sisters, and lawlessness without discretion? You need to think about it. And the word they put down there for dart, in the Hebrew mind, an arrow is like a dart. A dart is like an arrow. And we found before, we talked about it before, it's Isaiah 49. It says, he made me a chosen arrow. The word for bow, arrow is bowman. Same concepts we find in Numbers 24, trickling between the 17 and 19 verses. My brother says, they hid the idea about this one who comes being likened in that manner. Because the rulers want the people to think that the Messiah is a Christ. One who compromises the word of the Most High after the designs of men. Another one like the one that the heathen call the Lord of Misrule. That the people should have to see no fault in the evils they do in the days they set apart. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, just how heathenous this custom called Christmas is? X-mas. You need to think about what that X is all about. X is a sight crossing out of life, my brothers and sisters. It's a mass of death and not life. How many really understand, my brothers and sisters? The Most High forbids a thing to do it. It's not life, my brothers and sisters, but the reward of which is death. Who's ready to understand it? Who's ready to understand it? All the prophecies are there. All the words are there. It's all encoded. And the other night, I went through so much prophecies concerning this one called Shiloh, under whom the Most High said he would give the kingdoms, under whom the gathering of the people shall be, the one he called the owner and inheritor of his mountains. Over and over again, Scripture said, concerning him, that the people of Yah shall have one shepherd. And having one shepherd, my brothers and sisters, the word of all others is excluded. In other words, the word of all others is proven inviolable. One shepherd, one king, does not mean that the king's word is going to be left subject to everybody's misinterpretation. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, whoever is not willing to carry out the word faithfully with genuine instruction to be true to the king, my brothers and sisters, the scripture didn't say they would be his witnesses. In fact, the scripture says the ones who can maintain that word true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal, he says, they are the ones that he will confirm. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, to inherit the title as the children of Israel, because it says the children of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, have none to harm or dissuade them. And scriptures are not Zephaniah 3 says it's obvious to because they had followed after one who will come forth saying, the scriptures say of him, as the just Lord. The scriptures say of him that morning by morning he brings justice to light, but the wicked know no shame. He will not do iniquity. Sounds like the same thing that's written in 3:13, Zephaniah. And he's at a city, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies speak of. Revelation said the same. But they wouldn't tell you that, would they? Well, you ever stop to consider a lot of reasons why the Savior is here? Because the people don't know the prophecies concerning how he appears at all. Don't know who he is. And if he begins to express who the Messiah is, who the Savior is. They haven't heard anything about a courtier. Scripture said that in all these things in advance, that's the way it would be. Secret city prophecies, I'm telling you, in the Aramaic, in the 24th chapter, it actually says, when all these things come to pass concerning this righteous one from the city, people will say, my leanness, my leanness. Some texts actually translate to say, it was a mystery to me, it's a mystery to me. In other words, the treacherous deal is they dealt very treacherous, because guess what? They were partial in the law. They didn't teach people all the things that they should have known. Everything keeps pointing the same way. Everything written in the scripture keeps pointing the same way. But so much direction is toward the same point. How is it the world keeps missing? Well, the scripture said it would. I just seek to offer my brothers and sisters what the Most High said to me that I must. He said to me, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Well, that means he had to show me first, and believe me, he told me that he would do that too. He told me I would see and discern this Babylonish confused system exactly as what it is. That means in discerning what Babylon is, in discerning what Yah is not. Also, my brothers and sisters, discerning what Babylon is not, begin to discern what Yah is, if you know how to ask the right questions. Start off with that quickly, my brothers and sisters. Said the show wouldn't be quite as long as many of them have been in the past. I look forward to the opportunity to explain more of this as time goes by. Reiterate, my brothers and sisters, because it needs to be heard. Scripture says these things be called to remembrance. It means there are things that men have not considered that must be considered. The man again be called wise. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is the Nehemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. To his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Please don't miss, my brothers and sisters, those very precious articles on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Discern what they're not telling you, my brothers and sisters. Because quite frankly, according to ancient definition, what people call churches today are not churches at all. Have they told you what the scripture says must be mandated? The Messiah is the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star that you look up and find out what that means. Have they told you? But if not, brothers and sisters, they haven't taught you the gospel. Article called Secret City Prophecies. Hey, it says something very important is going to happen in a particular city that is named. If you don't know those prophecies, my brothers and sisters, you think you're going to be able to hang? Who should be able to stand? Remember the promises, my brothers and sisters, because Scripture says without this knowledge, without hope, without Yah, without the Messiah, without the hope of deliverance and in the world. The article there, my brothers and sisters, is called Great Tribulation, 7365 AD. You understand what they sought to, what ideas they sought to squash. Western polytheists sought to squash from the minds. The men not consider these things in this time. Your mind needs to be awakened, my brothers and sisters, deep introspection, asking the questions why. And become delighted in him when you ask why. He always has deep answers. Again, until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miav, covenant and remembrance ministries to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. I thank you. I thank the Most High for your listening. You got the